In the early 1900s, this area of eastern Nevada saw a boom that brought men and families from all points of the globe to work in an enterprise to fulfill the desire of Americans to experience the latest technology of the day. It's amazing how quickly this place grew to meet those needs, and the story is next on The American Countryside.
I'm Tyne Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report. Join me each weekend as we explore the news and issues that matter the most to agriculture. We know this past year has been challenging in many ways, but as agriculture continues to adapt, we are right there with you. From markets to weather, each weekend we take a deep dive into what matters most. Join me each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
Why do some small towns thrive while others decline? What influences young people to live and work in some communities but not in others? How can local citizens work together to make a positive difference in their community? Andrew McCrae's latest book is here, The Total Town Makeover. Get your copy today at AmericanCountryside.com. Just click on Books at the top of the page. You'll find all of Andrew's books there, books like American Countryside, The Man Who Was President for a Day, and God's Perfect View. They're based on Andrew's radio broadcast and are perfect for you and make great gifts. Log on today at AmericanCountryside.com.
The Nevada Northern Railway was established in 1905, and as Mark Bassett explains, its importance has everything to do with revolutionary devices of the day.
There were two inventions and everyone wanted them, the electric light and the telephone. Every electric circuit takes two copper wires, every telephone circuit takes two copper wires, and 10 miles to the west of us was a mountain of copper.
And with a mountain of copper here in east central Nevada, one man began the enterprises necessary to turn it into the tools to harness the power of those inventions.
A gentleman by the name of Mark Requa figured out that he could make money by mining that copper, and he created three organizations, the Nevada Northern Railway, the Nevada Consolidated Copper Company, and the Steptoe Valley Milling and Mining Company, which processed the ore.
There were few people, or anything else, around Ely at the time. Lots of manpower would be needed to pull off the grand plan.
Because there's only a couple hundred people that were living here, they recruited from around the planet, and they brought people in from Europe, the Orient, and the whole bit.
And people from many different countries came here to the relatively barren area of Ely, Nevada, to begin new lives in a new country.
You had Germantown, Frenchtown, Italiantown, Greektown, but their kids all went to school. And at school, they met, they fell in love, and they married. So we are the story of the Great American Melting Pot.
This town still retains the many cultures who came here with specific celebrations and traditions throughout the year. And this is a place whose history is very much alive today. And that story is next time as we travel the countryside in Ely, Nevada. I'm Andrew McCrae.